part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, baby. Baldwin McCullough Live, the greatest 2 hours you can have ever in your existence on a Saturday night. Don't go see the big blockbuster. Hollywood's making enough money. Come here and have fun with me, with Stevie B and KMC.
But next week, go out and see the big blockbuster.
On Friday or Monday. Or Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, matinees, and then turn on Baldwin Live.
Speaking
tonight.
Of movies.
Well, that's what I was doing. I was setting you up.
Go ahead.
You know how when, like, Major League Baseball players play softball? That's what I just did. I was like, here's a big, fast, slow floater up high in the air.
You know what's really funny about what you just said?
And he raised his elbow and he took a swing and it still went right through the pitch.
I try to be, like, a macho guy. I try to be, like, macho with my kids.
I know.
And then sometimes they bow up against me, and I'm like, even this evening.
Which is the rough part, because deep down inside, you even try to be macho around here. Nobody believes that. They all think you're, like, this really nice, nice guy.
Go walk around the streets, son.
This is what it does to him. He starts, channeling, Tony Soprano or something.
I'm feared on the streets, son.
You're fearsome.
Well, I hang out in Harlem sometimes, and people are like, what are you doing in Harlem? I'm like, these are some of my people. They love me in Harlem. They love me in, the creepy, crazy, dangerous places.
But you're just a nice guy.
Yeah, I know, but... It's kind of like Donald Trump. You know, he's Trump, and everybody say, like, they always ask me, what's Donald Trump like? And I say, he's really, he's so kind of mouthed off about how cool and tough he is and rich he is that now he's got to just keep playing that character.
Yeah.
Well, I played so many tough kind of macho cool guys, I can't let it go.
Right. And he'll be in a new macho tough guy role next weekend at the movies.
Exactly. Well, here's what's weird about doing this radio show. I'm doing the radio show here with Kevin, right? And here comes the strange verisimilitude. I couldn't spell it and really don't totally know what it means. kind of, sort of, I do, because I learned that in acting school. But I'm doing the program with you, and then we go to breaks, and the breaks are my commercials for my new movie,
right.
I'm in Love with the Church
right.
Girl.
Right.
And I hear my voice going, playing the tough guy.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, I'm the tough guy. In my own commercial.
I'm a GEA agent in the movie. I'm in love with a church girl.
Yeah. So you've been we've talked about this movie before, but you've been working. I mean, you've been looking forward to this day for what, a year and a half?
Yeah, a long time.
And it opens next weekend. How many screens is it going to open on?
500 screens domestically.
That's pretty good.
It's very good for a completely full-blown independent film.
Right.
But here's what's wild. The response on the 40-city bus tour we've been doing,
right.
The I'm in Love with the Church Girl bus tour. Basically, I'm in Love with the Church Girl is the story of a guy who was a hip-hop music producer and a drug trafficker who met a pretty girl. And I love how Gally Molina, the executive...
The bad guy meets girl, falls in love with
but
her.
Gally
She's
Molina,
churchy. He has to go to church, and then they get happy.
Well, more than that, what I love about how the executive producer, whose life story it's about, Gally Molina...
It's biographical?
It's absolutely
it's Gally's story.
It's what God did in Gally's life.
See, I had Gally on my weekly show, on my daily show, and he didn't make that connection.
Well, he was probably scared of the interview.
Yeah.
Because I told him, be really scared and be ready for Kevin to throw you under the bus.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding.
So if you did have an MSNBC show on Friday...
Isn't it sad? Did my brother's show really start last night?
And your brother doesn't know... Where it aired. Did it really?
I just texted him 5 minutes ago and said we're in the middle of the show.
Oh, great.
So now he might be listening.
We're not on the New York station tonight because they got baseball,
oh, good.
So he can't hear us.
Good, perfect.
So, yeah.
So he won't,
Hi,
Alec. Know, he won't know that I didn't know that his show premiered. I don't think it premiered last night. I think he was on talking about it. But anyway,
here's
what Gally Molina says, and his character is portrayed by Jeff Ja Rule Atkins. Ja Rule is a iconic hip-hop star from the 90s, did a lot of videos with Jennifer Lopez, very successful guy, who, by the way, I can officially say this, on the first half of the bus tour, everywhere we went, all the churches, the pastor sarcastically asked the question, you know, inquiry minds want to know, is the whole cast Christian? And we'd all look at Ja Rule when we were sitting on the stage, and there was this funny kind of sarcasm that went with that. And he would say, look, I know I'm not a Christian, and I'm in this Christian movie, but, you know, I believe that God's doing something in my life. 2 weeks ago at Hillsong, New York City.
Right. One of the stops on the tour.
Jeff Ja Rule Atkins gave his life to Jesus Christ in the process of promoting this film. So how cool is that? That's awesome, number one. Number two, what Gally Molina says the movie is about is how God used a woman to change a man's life.
Right.
And I think that's an awesome message. And the movie is about, don't think that you got to clean yourself up in order to come into a relationship with Jesus. The movie, the tagline of the movie is, come as you are, trust in God, and he will do everything you need to have done in your life in order to come into this experience and understanding. And I think that's powerful.
Cool. Next Friday, it opens 500 screens nationwide. And go to imInLoveWithTheChurchGirl.com. Just all one word, no apostrophe, and imInLoveWithTheChurchGirl.com. They have a list of cities where you can see if it's playing and get near you. But pack it out, because if it has a good opening weekend, then it will go to more screens the following weeks.
And lastly, the really cool thing is that we see happening, this is a viral reality right now, a lot of churches are actually buying the tickets in advance on Fandango and trying to get their church to buy out.
Just
buy out the weekend.
Well, if you go to imInLoveWithTheChurchGirl.com, where you can get that list, you'll also be able to join their Facebook and Twitter communities, which when I checked 4 weeks ago,
250,000.
They were over 250,000 each.
Yeah.
So certainly the word is getting out, but help that. And if you're looking for good entertainment, it is PG-13.
PG.
It's PG. It
just
didn't get
PG,
a 13.
Brother.
Okay, so just a little bit of grown-up stuff, you know. Mad drug deals going bad, you know, that kind of stuff. But nothing that's going to be
no bad language, no sex, none.
Good. Good, good, good. Stephen Baldwin. And a whole list of other great, I mean, you got
Vincent Pastore
from The Sopranos,
Michael Madsen,
Ja Rule Atkins,
Adrian Bailon,
the girl that plays the lead.
Adrian
Bailon.
That's
Adrian, yeah. Okay. It's a great cast. Check it out. imInLoveWithTheChurchGirl.com. imInLoveWithAChurchGirl.com. Next Friday,
October 18th.
There will be no living with this guy.
October 18th.
It's going to do so well at the box office that he's going to have compress his skull just to get him through the door of the studio.
If the program hits a certain
he'll show
box office
5 minutes till we're done next week.
Wouldn't that be great if I did that? If the show hit a certain, like if the box office hit a certain number Friday night, opening weekend, and I just called you up and said, like, I'm done. That's it.
Well, why would you do that? You would want to get closer to your faithful radio listeners who come to you every week looking for your advice.
Yes, but I'd want to get further away from you,
Michaela. All right. So if you do, what's the number you want to see it do?
On the Friday night or the whole week?
On the Friday night.
If the show, on 500 screens, if we did 2 or 3 million.
Okay, 3 million next week.
Friday night.
You get to do the show by yourself. Hostile Takeover. KMC doesn't even have to.
So hold on a second. Are you saying right now that my blessing, my treat, my gift is that you get the night off?
That's the
Kevin.
No,
I only look stupid.
It's the same mentality.
I've tried
the same mentality as the working moms and the stay at home moms. The feminists believe that the children do better when mom is with them less. So
you're
proving their theory. Mom will not be here. If the movie does well. And we'll see if the Hostile Takeover benefits Mr. Baldwin or not.
So Kevin,
yes,
now agreeing with feminists globally, but not for his own benefit whatsoever.
No. Steven's agreeing with him.
See, he lost me again.
Yeah, it's all
it's
Jedi mind
fair
stuff. When we continue,
it's
we're going to talk about
fair
the topic of the night, which is why do working workforce moms seemingly resent stay-at-home moms.
Or jealous.
Or as our last caller said, envious or jealous. Why is that? Why is that there? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. If you want to read the article that this is from, you can go to Stephen or my's Facebook page. It is linked in the show topic for tonight's show. You can read it there and be back. 888-340-3373. Your calls the rest of the way. 888-340-3373. Thanks to our great affiliate partners up and down the dial. Radio, SiriusXM, Biz Television, and the UAN Network. We are grateful to be everywhere that we can be tonight so that we can be with you. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. I'm Kevin McCullough. He's the it will be unlivable to be with next week. Stephen Baldwin, because he's going to be in the hottest movie of the weekend. We'll be right
back. Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. And we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Baldwin McCullough Live. The number's 888-340-3373, and a lot of phone calls tonight already with interesting comments about this idea. Why would workforce moms resent or be jealous of stay-at-home moms?
So glad that you're with us. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. Our phone number is 888-340-3373. And we are talking about this for a reason, not just because we randomly picked this topic, but because a blogger by the name of Matt Walsh wrote this quite well-written piece that received 2 million shares in the social media stratospheres and has now been booked for the Today Show this coming week to defend, basically, his comments about his stay-at-home wife, who was not personally accosted, but accosted by extension when he went to a couple of coffee shops and grocery stores, and friends of theirs said, "Well, when is she going back to work? You've had the twins. When is she going back to work?" And the answer is, she works every single day, and she works daggum hard on raising the two twins. And so you've heard as segments of that blog from the last hour. We may repeat some of those as this hour goes along, but I want to get as many calls in as we can. 888-340-3373. I brought it up at a birthday party with friends today. And there were there was a wide combination of moms gathered. There was a stay-at-home mom. My lovely bride is a stay-at-home mom, 3 and a 1-year-old. And she does a fantastic job of keeping our house from literally imploding. If she wasn't there, she is the glue. The entire universe of the McCullough house would just incinerate itself. She keeps that from happening with great grace and aplomb. These other women that were in the discussion, one of them works but wishes she didn't have to, would much prefer to be at home with her kids. One doesn't really feel one way or the other about it. In fact, she's kind of resentful of the fact that she feels like stay-at-home moms get an easy ride. We're asking you what you think about it. Is there resentment between the workforce moms and the stay-at-home moms? And if so, what causes it? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And our beloved Jacqueline, who normally answers the phones, just put up on my screen, stay-at-home moms with housekeepers also have it easier than those that don't. Well, Jackie, come on. You're a brilliant mind. And you put, that's your bet? That's all you got?
And Jackie,
that's all you got?
By the way, Jackie, if you ever aspire...
How many stay-at-home moms have housekeepers?
I was just going to say, Jackie, if you aspire to be a stay-at-home mom in the future with a housekeeper, walk out the door of this institution now.
You're looking for the wrong company.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, let's go to line two. Julia is on hold from Wilmington, North Carolina, listening to KCCN. Julia, welcome.
Thank you.
Glad you're here. What's your thought about all of this?
Well, I've been on both sides of this spectrum. I went to college. I have 2 master's degrees. When I was 33, I had a child and was fortunate enough to stay at home for 8 years. And it was great. The problem is when I went back to work, there was a gap in my resume that it was as if I'd taken an 8-year vacation. They treated me as if I'd taken an 8-year vacation, but I worked extremely hard while I was off. I took care of my mother and father-in-law, who both had Alzheimer's and passed away in that 8-year span.
What's your career in by chance?
Finance, okay. Human resources.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this because it is. I think it's pertinent. The objection you raise is one that I hear all the time. I take time off to have my kid. Some other guy is up for the same promotion. He gets it because he never left. I've heard your exact words. I've been treated as though I was on an extended vacation when I went away for that amount of time. Julia, removing you from the equation, if it was, let's just say, 2 men that were working for the same company, and one went away for 8 years and one stayed with the company for 8 years, just on that, with no reasons attached, would it make sense for the... for the guy that stayed with the company for those 8 years to have a little bit of an advantage in the process of looking for that raise or that next layer of promotion or whatever? Does it make sense from the company's perspective?
Well, I go on knowledge more than I go on length of time served.
But a lot of bosses make promotions primarily out of the service of their people as they have currently been giving it. We promote in our company, but we promote on the basis not just on time served, but also skill level and assets and what you bring to the table. But the longer you're with the company, the more you acquire those things if you're doing your job properly. That's for sure.
And that's true. But when you show that your education and your past performance should at least have some bearing on what you're bringing to the table.
Well, how did they make you feel like you'd been on vacation for 8 years? Did they want to pay you the wage of someone that was working 8 years previous?
No, they just acted like that I had been dormant and had done nothing but sit on my butt for 8 years and was starting over from being an entry-level college graduate.
But that's probably not fair, but from the level of what you were doing for the company, you had done nothing for the company for 8 years, so it wasn't like that they were singling you out, it's just in terms of how the company lived its life, you had not been part of the equation for 8 years. There's no malintent there. It's just you just weren't there.
No, that's true.
I mean, think about the opposite example of this. What if, Julia, you exited your child's life when he was in the first grade and didn't pop back into it until he was in the ninth? Do you think that there might be some deficiency in his development because of that, that time spent away?
No, there would definitely be.
Yeah, and I actually think a much bigger deficit as it relates to your kids than anything that would have been applied to the workforce. But if you're it's not anybody's fault. It's just if you're not there, you're not there. And they're not trying to make you feel bad. It's just you've not been there.
But it was also a lot easier to catch up in the workforce after that 8 years than it would have ever been. I could not have caught up those 8 years with my son as quickly as I could.
Totally agree.
In 8 years.
How old is your son now?
He's 15.
And would you say, I'm not trying to be funny with the question, would you say at 15 you feel as though he is as equally as sociologically stable and this and that? He's a happy, wholesome kid with no problems, functioning great in the wake of all this?
Oh, yes. I could not.
Then your 8 years made a huge investment in his life. That's the payoff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I wouldn't trade those 8 years for anything.
Cool.
I wouldn't go back, and if I had to go back and do it all over again, I would do it the same way.
Well, it's great that you don't regret anything, even with the two masters. God bless you. That's a great story.
All right, more of your calls next. Do workforce moms resent stay-at-home moms taking your calls?
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Baldwin McCullough on a Saturday night, 9 to 11 Eastern is when we're on, and we love hanging out with you. It is the most listened to weekend radio broadcast in existence. Thank you for making us that. From New York every Saturday night, it's the Baldwin brother, Stevie B.
Hey, how are you?
And he's going to be an unlivable movie star a week from tonight, because his movie's going to be more than $3 million. And he's going to be walking around clucking like a duck.
I'm already an unlivable movie star.
See, that's an Uncle Si reference, because everybody knows that ducks don't cluck.
Hmm.
So, but Steven will cluck like a duck next week. Anyway, we're talking about stay-at-home moms. Did you see the MattWalshBlog.com article that Matt Walsh wrote? He said, basically, why are workforce moms condescending on stay-at-home moms? And he basically made the argument that stay-at-home moms have chosen to pour all of their energies into doing something that society will crumble from if they're not there, and that is build the next generation of people from the ground up. 888-340-3373. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Let's start with line one, whose name now escapes me. Because there, Brian. Brian in Schaumburg, Illinois. Hey, Brian, welcome. You're on with Baldwin McCullough. Hi.
Hey, good evening, guys. You know, I'm an electrician, and I'm in and out of a lot of people's houses over the course of a month, and I also see a lot of businesses top to bottom over the course of a month, so I meet a lot of people. And I think you're choosing to ignore the economics of the argument. I'm sure if most women had the financial means to stay at home and raise their babies, they would do it.
What does that mean?
Well, because...
How much is enough? No, I'm curious because I know a mom that the household makes about $18,000 a year and she's staying home and raising their children.
Well, I think you're choosing an extreme example. Okay, I mean, I can go extreme with you too if you want to do that. But in generally speaking, most average American families are really struggling these days. I mean, I think about my own life growing up. I mean, when I was born in the early 60s, my father was a car mechanic. And they were Irish Catholics with four young children, and my parents could afford it where my mother didn't have to work because my father could make enough money to support the family on his income. But these days, average working men can't make enough money to support a family of four children and have their mother stay at home.
Wow.
Now,
I just couldn't disagree with you more.
I have two sisters.
I just couldn't disagree with you more.
Because I know you're going the religious angle, but I have two sisters.
You don't know Jack, sir. You don't know Jack. Just hold on a second.
I've been listening to your show for an hour.
Just hold on a second. You don't know squat about me, so let's not make assumptions about one another. Let's ask this. Is it possible to control one's living expenses?
To a degree, yes.
Okay. So you would admit that if someone's living on a budget, that they have a greater chance of living on less money than people that don't live on a budget?
Depends on where you're living.
But even that's within your control, right? Because you could get up and leave one part of the country and go to someplace else where it actually costs physically less money to live.
But if the man of the house, let's just assume best case scenario, the woman's married, the man of the house is working a blue-collar job, in average town America, all of a sudden the plant closes. Boom.
Well, God forbid he starts his own business.
Then what happens?
God forbid someone starts their own business and becomes an entrepreneur. God forbid think that we've got to go bow at the altar of the all-important employer. That's why we're in the sinkhole we are right now, Brian, because we're all thinking it's these employers that have got it every...
But I want to give Brian a minute to finish what he was thinking, because I don't know where he's coming from. Go ahead, Brian.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, I see a lot of businesses, and I pay attention to the business press. I read the Wall Street Journal on occasion, and I watch all different varieties of media. You know, wealth is accumulating to a very few people these days, and average working people can't make enough money to survive.
So how do you explain the hundreds of thousands and millions of households where the women stay at home if they're not making that increasingly rich dollar?
Well, there are people that do it. Yes, I agree. I'm not saying there isn't. I'm saying the majority. Okay, I've been a person who respects my elders, and I've worked with a lot of older guys when I was a young man that told me about the good old days when, you know, he was bringing home $100 a week, and his wife could stay at home, and he could pay for his car, and everything was fine. But what's happened in America? All of a sudden, average men can't make a decent buck. And that's why women have had to go into the workforce.
That's very true. But wait a second.
That's not
true. It's relevant.
Average men can make as much money as they are willing to work for.
Correct. Brian, I want to pick up your call after the break. We're going to a break in about 15 seconds. Stay on the call. I want to ask you this. I'll give you the break to think about the answer. You said, I understand your religious perception, Kevin and Stephen. My question to you, Brian, is, so can the atheist mom be a stay-at-home mom?
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, we We don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare.
They took the bribe,
took your tax dollars,
and did it anyway.
That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a United Voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. And tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awake and Empowered Expo. October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self. Find the path that will cleanse your body and mind and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing. Participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi. Strengthen the body through yoga and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
.net.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live every Saturday night, and we really did want to talk to Brian Moore. He hung up on us, so sorry, Brian. But, you know, when I hear guys complaining about, oh, the regular guy can't get a job, you need to listen to this same station tomorrow night in most places where you are. Because there's a woman on from 9 to 11 East Coast time on Saturday nights that would just beat your backside into oblivion because she's personally taken people tens and hundreds of thousands in debt and helped them not only pay it off in short periods of time on very small incomes, but also begin to build wealth. And if you're not building wealth, then you're not doing your job as the father.
Who is that?
Danny Johnson.
Danny Johnson.
DannyJohnson.com. She's one N and an I.
But I just want to say this quick. I don't want to waste too much time with Brian.
Someone who hung up on us.
Well, no. Listen, yeah. I love to engage guys like Brian in my everyday walk of life.
You don't have to defend anything. Get to the point.
So my point is that you, Kevin McCullough, being the bully ogre of conservatism, and Stephen Baldwin being the guy who grew up just like Brian in an Irish Catholic family with two more kids, and my dad was a school teacher and made $25,000 a year, and we were a lower middle class family. I could tell you stories you wouldn't believe about that experience. I can relate to this guy. But, Brian, I just want to clarify one thing. Yes, Kevin McCullough and Stephen Baldwin are Christians, and we do this program. But what the program is about is having this healthy dialogue. So just because you heard us, you know, reflecting on whatever in your mind is religiosity and thinking that that's the motivation of why we do this, it is obviously we have a biblical worldview, and that's who we are, and we do not ever for any reason apologize for that. But, Brian, you know what? Open your mind, Brian. Open your mind and become willing to not just hear and think and do and receive the wisdom that you think is the only thing justified. Open your mind, Brian, to other perceptions that may actually change the way you think. We call it binge thinking here. And I don't mean to be, you know, rude to you or disrespectful, but listen to the program, brother, because I bet you're going to have an aha moment in the future if you continue to listen to Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank
you. There
you
go. Line 3, Paul in Louisville, Kentucky, listening to WGTK AM 970. Paul, welcome.
How are you guys doing tonight? I really enjoy your program. Listen to you every Saturday night.
Thank you. Thanks, brother, for being here. What's your thought?
Well, I'm big fans of the two of you, but now I know why Stephen and his brothers are so successful, because in my mind, the loftiest of all professions is that of a school teacher. Now, he has a father who's a school teacher and his mother who was married to a school teacher. That's the reason these Baldwin fellas are so successful.
Oh, my goodness.
There you go.
And, well, and you guys are. You guys are great. I enjoy, you know, many of the things that you do. I want to share something with you. I'm 67, just turned 67 in October.
Happy birthday.
Only child. My mother went to beauty school. She won a beauty scholarship to be a beautician. And I started getting in trouble, and she was going to beauty school from like 2 to 10 at night. She'd have to take the bus home. That's when I started getting in trouble. They put a little beauty shop in the front of our house, and she finally closed it down because her only child was getting in trouble.
Huh.
And I have a college professor. His name was George Durant. And George Durant had 8 children. The oldest child, the Chief Justice, Utah Supreme Court. He has a son, Devin Durant, played in the NBA. 4 of the kids are attorneys. 1's a seminary professor. And his wife told me one time, she said, I decided to contribute to society with my children. And, you know, as a college professor at BYU, he didn't make a lot of money. They had 1 car, lived in a relatively humble house, but the kids are spectacularly successful today. She died a couple years ago, and she said, had I known my kids were going to be so successful, I would have treated them nicer.
Yeah, that's good stuff,
especially the one on the Supreme Court.
But I can remember, and I'll just leave you with this one thought. I can remember when my dad was in the Second World War, my grandfather talked him into going into the Navy. He said, you know, I was in the Marine Corps, defended Paris, and fought in the war. And he said, but if you go in the Marines, you won't come back. So he talks my dad into going to the Navy. And Dad was on a transport. And he said they were taking these Marines into these islands. And he said probably 80% of them would die the next day. And he said, we're sitting above, on deck, and they're getting all their weapons and everything ready. And he said, I had conversations with them, and they were talking about one thing to the man. They were all talking about their mother.
Mm.
And, you know, I share with everybody, you can be a doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, or a movie star like Stephen Baldwin, but there's no calling on the planet that's higher than that of a mother. And to all these wonderful women that have to work, hats off to you. But, you know, if you have the right situation, you can live a little cheaper. You don't have to have as many things, and you can be as happy as a lark. And with mom in the home, that would be the ultimate thing. But anyway, love you guys. Love
Thank
your
you,
program.
Paul.
And remember, you can change it to, since Stephen's been late a few times, you can change it to McCullough Baldwin.
No!
Thank you, Paul.
I love both of you, and thank you for your witness to Christ. Thank you.
Thank you
for standing up for what you believe in.
Thank you.
God bless both
thank
of you.
For being
Thanks,
here.
Brother.
What a great
too.
Call. Man, I could use 4 or 5 of those every week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just because he agreed with me. over you on being late.
Oh.
Don't be late anymore.
We can change the name of the show.
No.
Oh.
Doesn't have the same ring to it. Got to have that Baldwin.
Yeah.
He once self-described himself.
You're admitting that I do bring some value to this dynamic.
I will admit to this. Okay. We were sitting in one of the most important meetings, business meetings, that we've had as a company. And Stephen turns to the people that we were trying to woo the business from and says, guys, Kevin's the smart one. I'm just the flag-waving monkey at the front of the parade. And I didn't know whether to kiss him or to hit him.
When I was in India, my good buddy Wilfred...
Did they call you a flag-waving monkey? And
I had to explain to the whole group of people that were there that I invited. And my buddy Wilfred, who's kind of helping me develop this Friends of Stephen Baldwin ministry we're going to launch next year.
Right.
I explained to everybody, Wilfred's my handler, like at the zoo or the circus, when there's the guy with the leash connected to the monkey. And the monkey goes and does the, like, juggles a couple peanuts. Well, that's my role here.
Which couldn't be further from the truth. Hey, stay with us. We're going to take more of your calls. Pam is listening on Sirius XM in Greensboro. But we want to talk to moms, whether you're a workforce mom or a stay-at-home mom. Is there resentment between the two camps? And if so, what causes it? MattWalshBlog.com has a piece that kind of set the nation on fire about this week. What? You can read that at either Stephen or Kevin's Facebook page. If you go to Facebook and look for Stephen Baldwin or Kevin McCullough.
What's our number?
888-340-3373. Coming back with your calls next.
Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real. Performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults. If you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near you. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or amtcaudition.org.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's health care one American at a time.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Matt Walsh wrote on his blog, the mattwalshblog.com, this last week, The people who completely immerse themselves in the tiring, thankless, profoundly important job of raising children ought to be put on a pedestal. We ought to revere them and admire them like we admire rocket scientists and war heroes. These women are doing something beautiful and complicated and challenging and terrifying and painful and joyous and essential. Whatever they are doing, they are doing something, and our civilization depends on them doing it well. Who else can say such a thing? What other job carries with it such consequences? He's writing this in defense of two women that sort of condescended towards his wife, who just had twins, and is being criticized for not going back into the workforce by other women. So we've asked the question, is there resentment between workforce women and stay-at-home moms? And if so, what causes it? Pam, on line two in Greensboro, North Carolina, listening to Sirius XM. You're next. Hi, Pam.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing well. Thank you for your call. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I do have some insights on this. I think that your other question was about society. Would it crumble? You know, I think it is crumbling, and I think that some of it does have to do with women going into the workforce. And I think that after World War II or during World War II, women had to go to work. When the men came back home, you know, they resented having to go back into the house to keep the kids and keep the house. And, of course, out of that started the feminist movement, where women really got into the workforce. But if you look at the statistics, I mean, look at the marriage or divorce rate.
Right.
I think that has a lot to do with women going back into the workforce. I think that men are angry, depressed. I know this. I don't even have kids, but if I were to stay at home, my husband would resent me. I know this.
Why?
We've talked about it. I think because he's tired. You know, he works just as hard as I do, and we have, you know, all our lives.
Yeah, but if you had kids, that would change. Pam, thanks for the call. Rhonda in Montrose, Colorado, listening to Sirius XM. Real quickly, you may have the last word on this. Hi, Rhonda.
Hi. Well, I was a working mom, but I can tell you I think my perspective has changed over the years. I wish I would have stayed home with my kids because we ended up spending way more money.
Right.
With two working people. And I really think the bottom line, the reason working moms kind of look down on stay-at-home moms is because they're secretly jealous of them, and they want some kind of moral justification. And so by condescending...
Rhonda, that's well said. Thank you for your call. Sorry we're so short on time. I think the whole thing can be summed up, in my opinion, Stephen, like this. Is a child better off with more time or less time with their mom? And however you answer that question, I think this determines what you think about it.
Thanks for a great show, Kevo.
Thank you,
God
Stevie
bless.
B.
See you next week.
Ciao.
My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right. April.